Christy Whitman, administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, has resigned. In a letter submitted to the president this morning, Whitman said she was proud of her accomplishments, but wants to spend time with her family. NPR's John Nielsen has this assessment of Whitman's tenure and her legacy.
When President Bush first announced that Christy Whitman had agreed to serve as his EPA administrator, Greg Whetstone of the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental group, felt cautiously optimistic. She was an environmental moderate, or so Whetstone thought. Now he's not so sure.
I think her tenure has been an unmitigated disaster for the environment.
Whitman has been disappointing people like Whetstone since she lost an early fight with the energy industry over whether the president would keep a campaign promise to fight global warming. In the end, he chose not to regulate man-made emissions of carbon dioxide. The disappointment of the environmentalists turned to anger when the EPA went on to revise a series of important anti-pollution regulations. Whetstone says those changes will make it easier for a variety of industries to foul the nation's air and water, and harder for the federal government to stop them, rather than wait for Congress to rewrite laws like the Clean Water and the Clean Air Act. Whetstone says the EPA has simply weakened enforcement programs.
They're not backed up. You don't have the enforcement. You don't have the agency there to really give life to the laws. And unfortunately, that has been the direction again and again at this Environmental Protection Agency.
Business groups were somewhat happier with Whitman's overall record. Scott Siegel, a lawyer who represents the energy industry, says regulatory changes made on her watch will actually end up reducing pollution by encouraging businesses to find ways to limit it on their own.
And I do think industry and many environmentalists are more comfortable with a more balanced approach than they are with something that industry or the regulated community in general has to fight tooth and nail in court. An environmental policy that's measured in terms of how many court cases are filed is a failed environmental policy. I think Christine Whitman understood that. They need to find somebody to replace her who also understands it.
Former enforcement official Eric Schaefer, who resigned from the EPA when Administrator Whitman cut the budget, says there is some truth in that. But he also thinks Whitman failed to influence key decisions related to the regulation of the oil industry, the coal industry, and any number of other energy-related businesses. These groups all have one philosophy, he says.
What's good for the energy industry is good for America. They really believe that. They believe that in their hearts. I don't know that Ms. Whitman thinks that, but I think you had somebody who was a loyal Republican coming up against a crowd of true believers and an industry with a lot of political muscle, and on those issues, she was just out of her league.
Whitman often clashed with these groups behind the scenes, and there are rumors that she's quitting because of these clashes. Whitman says that's not true.
There's only one person in the White House that I care about, and that's the president.
Right.
And he and I have always gotten along, and he has asked me to give him my best unadulterated advice on issues where the EPA is involved, and that's what I've done.
After accepting Whitman's resignation, the president issued a press release describing Whitman as a dedicated and tireless fighter for innovative environmental programs. Just a few weeks ago, environmental groups were praising Whitman's decision to sharply limit diesel emissions produced by off-road vehicles and school buses. Ironically, some of them described the decision as a sign that the administrator was finally coming into her own. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.